Hilary, first of all then, your name and just what we're about to talk about then, your relationship with this story.
Right, my name's Hilary Earnshaw and I'm Hannah Earnshaw's mum, and my daughter has applied to go with Mars One as the possibility of being an astronaut to Mars.
So when you found out that information yesterday, I mean, how did that make you feel?
It feels pretty surreal in some ways. I think the chance to go from 200,000 odd applicants down to the final 100. It's just a bit mind-blowing, really. And it feels just slightly surreal. And I just feel incredibly proud, really, of how she's done.
You mentioned surreal there, but it must be incredibly emotional as well, because this is a one-way ticket. You know, if Hannah is successful here, there's no going back. So how does that make you feel as a mum?
I think because I've had about 18 months to process the application in a way, because Hannah told us about the application about 18 months ago. I think from that point on, I've always started to think about, say she gets through, say she gets to the next stage, and the possibility that this becomes a reality, really. And I think at each stage you emotionally start to engage with it. But I think to find that your daughter is pursuing her dreams, has the opportunity to achieve something amazing as an individual, part of a team, and to represent sort of humanity, as it were, and a country, a nation, it just makes you feel incredibly proud as well. And I think step by step we will sort of sort out the emotions as we go, really. And I think as well it's not imminent. There's a lot of training involved if she gets to that stage, and it's a few years yet. So I think, you know, each stage we'll work it out.
Was it something, when Hannah initially mentioned that she was interested in doing this, was it something that you maybe tried to put her off because, you know, it was just, you know, mind-blowing to think about?
No, we've never tried to put her off. I'm not controlling or, you know, we can't do that. We've always wanted the girls to pursue their dreams and do what they want to do. You know, at the end of the day, they're not our possession, and it's lovely just to see them, you know, doing what they want to do. So I think in that respect, you know, like I say, you know, feel incredibly proud, you know, of her, you know, doing that. To answer the question.
Absolutely, yeah. I suppose the next one would be, you know, she must be so talented to make it down from that 200,000 to 100 worldwide. It's not even just a UK thing. You know, she's made it to the final 100 across the world. You know, she must be just so talented.
I'm biased. I'm very biased. I mean, she's always been a hard worker. She's worked incredibly hard to get to where she is now. But I think she has the potential and attributes that they're looking for in terms of, I think, being able to work hard, having the ability to, I think, gain knowledge and understanding. But she does work well in a team in terms of how she's grown up and the things she's taken part in. She's very much a team player as well. And I think that's one of the things they're going to be looking for, is not sort of like individual sort of prima donnas, you know, doing their own thing, but people that have to like trust and rely on other people and work together. And I, you know, she's very good at that, you know, and she really cares about people. So.
And how would this change your family structure?
We've been a close family. It's not going to make any difference like that. We're all incredibly supportive of her. Ruth and Tasha are sisters as well. Like chuffed to bits that she's got this far, and that's lovely to see, you know. And I think step by step again, when we find out, you know, where she might be, you know, if she gets to training, where she is, you know, we'll be visiting, we'll be supporting her. So I don't think it will make any difference family-wise, and wider family as well. People have been amazed in terms of cousins and aunties and uncles and everybody, you know, all chuffed to bits.
It must be an incredibly emotional thing, you know, to take in that your daughter wants to pursue this dream, but yet it's very different to any other dreams. You know, this is completely unique, and it would involve, you know, never seeing your daughter again.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that still is being processed in a way, because obviously you see family, even if it's not often once they go away. You know, you see them at Christmas and New Year, you know, birthdays and special occasions. But the fact that sort of technology now means that you've got internet access, the Skype, I mean, that will all be functioning. And in fact, in some ways, actually, we'll probably chat to her more in one sense because of the nature of the, you know, the support that's needed. You know, so not that we don't chat to her here, but here and now. But I think that will be put in place for anyone who goes. I think they will, that will be prioritised in terms of, I think with the, say, the International Space Station, I know that having seen Chris Hadfield interviewed and that sort of thing, you know, they link up with their family every day, you know, he chats to his kids and that will be there, you know, so we might not see her face to face, but we will still be in a community, you know, in touch.
So, Hilary, put yourself in that position, you know, 10 years from now, your daughter is about to, you know, break all world records. She's going to be a hero to you, to everyone else in Scotland. You know, going on to that launch pad, you know, what will be going through your mind?
Again, I think it's, you know, incredible sense of pride. I think I'll be, what's the Scottish word, greeting? I think it would be very, very emotional. I sometimes do try and imagine it, but I haven't quite got there yet. I think it would be very, very emotional.
You mentioned, obviously, that you can, technology is a fantastic thing, and you can talk to her, you know, daily or whatever. But what about that kind of, you know, physical connection as well? Like, you know, at Christmas, you know, a hug or, you know, when she comes home, there will be that kind of physical detachment, won't there?
Yes, yeah. And I think that will be quite hard because obviously, you know, you do hug and, you know, support in a very physical way. We always do. And it was nice seeing her at, say, the weekend when we went down to Durham and we had a gig. I gave her a big hug. And, yeah, I think that would be missed. I'm hoping that when they put the teams together, they will become a family, actually, in a way. So although I won't be able to hug her, hopefully I can say to one of them, give her a big hug from me.
And, you know, she's come so far, you know, she's from here in Scotland, she's moved down south, but definitely, you know, something and someone and a project that Scotland can be proud of.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she had some, you know, good years at Lock Harbour High, that's where, the, you know, where she went to school and stuff, and had some great opportunities to meet some, you know, great people, take part in lots of music and sporting stuff. And for her to represent her school and, you know, her country, not of her birth, but where she's grown up a significant time, you know, is great, you know. And I'm really hoping that Scotland get behind her.
I suppose if you're watching this or you're listening to this, you're probably thinking, you know, you could do so many projects and get involved in so many different things. Why this particular one? It seems so extreme.
And she's always been interested in, like, maths, physics, the stars, the universe. And when she was in the sixth form, she took part in the Scottish Space School and went to Edinburgh Uni and met some NASA people there. So it's grown and grown over time. And, yes, I think this project is quite extreme, but it doesn't surprise me, in a way, with Hannah, that she doesn't grasp something like this with both hands.
And I was chatting to Hannah yesterday, as we were saying earlier, and, you know, I was asking her basic things like, you know, what happens if she gets a chocolate craving? What's going to happen there?
I think the whole food thing and what they eat and stuff will be quite interesting. I mean, I think it's going to be all freeze-dried. I don't think it's, going to be exciting stuff. Whether they're allowed to take a treat, I don't know. But yeah, it's just, there's all sorts of probably practical things that... things that we don't think about. I know Hannah has done quite a lot of sort of schools work and chatting to, you know, young people and stuff, and she said that some of the questions they come up with, they are completely different to what, say, adults think about. You know, kids will ask with some really good questions, and so, like, you know, like a chocolate thing. Hopefully she'll wean herself off before she goes.
And, you know, what's next then? This could be a kind of long process. Are you trying to put it to the back of your mind and not get your hopes up too much? Or how are you feeling before the confirmation that this could happen? You know, because she is down to the final 100, but there is still a couple more stages.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think, she might not make it, you know, and I think at that point, I think she'll probably still be involved in some way, because the whole team are going to be looking for background people to get the mission to work. So in some ways, she's probably going to go into that sort of industry anyway. So if she doesn't make it, there'll be still opportunities for her. I think over the next few months, there's going to be all sorts of group challenges and training and opportunities to work as a team. So we'll just take it step by step, really. Like I said, I think because she told us about it quite some time ago, again, the emotions just, they ebb and flow, they come and go. Sometimes it's like now, it's very sort of keenly at the forefront, and then other times it'll you know, flow back. So I am going to take it step by step, really. We all are. But if she makes it, it will be amazing. And she has got a good chance. She's got a good chance.
Finally, what would your message be to the rest of Scotland to try and get behind Tana?
Well, I know that there's going to be a lot of reality TV involved when it comes. I don't know whether during this next phase how much there is. But I think, you know, just watch, just get involved, support, you know, that would be really, really good. And, as a family and friends, we'd be chuffed to bits if Scotland get behind her.
Hilary, thank you very much.
Thank you, Connor. Cheers.